From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Newt Gingrich tells his supporters he's suspending his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination tomorrow. On a YouTube video, he thanks his backers and tells them he wants them to know first.
Because of your help and your support, we were able to put up a terrific campaign.
Gingrich says there will be a formal event announcing his decision tomorrow, and he says re-electing President Obama would be what he calls a genuine disaster. The FBI says five men are under arrest related to an alleged plot to blow up a bridge near Cleveland, Ohio. Officials say the men were arrested yesterday on conspiracy charges and that three are self-described anarchists not tied to international terrorist groups. Manufacturing is growing at the fastest pace in nearly a year. The Institute for Supply Management says April orders, production, and employment all rose. Financial advisor Hugh Johnson.
This is a very solid number and a pretty big surprise. Most of us had been expecting a little bit of a give back from the numbers that we saw for the prior month.
That report exceeding analysts' expectations, as Johnson says, and it's helped to send stock prices up this morning in early trade. Part of that manufacturing surge is in the auto sector. The big three Detroit automakers are out with their sales numbers from April. Chrysler sales jumped 20% from a year before. Ford is reporting a slight decline, 5%. GM sales have sagged 8%, but overall it looks as though auto sales are expected to be up somewhat from the same month last year. NPR's Craig Windham is with us. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Paul.
So, Craig, Chrysler seems to be in the driver's seat here, the big winner so far in April.
Yes, Paul. Some Chrysler models, such as the midsize Dodge Avenger, had their best month ever. Sales were also strong for Ram pickups, the Jeep Wrangler, and the tiny Fiat 500.
So what's driving this generally solid auto sales numbers if we put aside for the moment Ford and GM?
Well, Paul, analysts are citing a number of factors. Declining unemployment, some rising consumer confidence, obviously, unseasonably warm weather in many parts of the country, and just pent-up demand. Auto sales have been a key factor in the strong consumer spending we've been seeing over the past few months.
Any big surprises?
Well, yes, Paul, something's making a comeback. Manual transmission cars are seeing a surge in popularity. Through the first quarter, about 6.5% of cars sold had stick shifts. That's double the rate of recent years. As for reasons, manual transmission cars are cheaper, and they may not be quite as fuel efficient as some automatics now, but fans say they're more fun to drive.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Craig Windham, NPR's Craig Windham, on our latest auto sales figures. Loans to small businesses are heading down again. A study from commercial credit tracker PayNet says lending to small companies has fallen 3% for March after gains in previous months. Stocks once again up. The Dow Jones Industrials up 94 points at last check. The NASDAQ up 32. This is NPR. The Pentagon's semi-annual report to Congress on progress in Afghanistan says insurgent safe havens in Pakistan and the Afghan government's corruption and incompetence are what it calls the biggest risks to the success of the U.S.-led effort. NPR's Tom Bowman is in Kandahar, Afghanistan, and brings us some details.
The report points to some successes. Taliban attacks are down nationwide over the previous year. The Afghan army and police continue to grow. But the progress report continues to focus on Taliban safe havens in Pakistan. The report says those safe havens have led to increased attacks in the east and threatened security gains in the south, especially around Kandahar. And despite U.S. and international efforts to focus on government corruption, the report says that Afghan President Hamid Karzai has made limited progress in fighting corruption. Still, the report says the overall U.S. strategy in Afghanistan is sound, creating a stable Afghanistan so al-Qaeda can never again find a foothold in the country. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
The American Humanist Association is planning its annual National Day of Reason for Thursday, the same day as the National Day of Prayer. Maggie Ardiente is an association spokesperson.
A lot of our groups hold rallies and protests outside the state capitol because, as we know, there are a lot of leaders and politicians who don't really support the National Day of Reason and are more likely to support prayer.
The Humanist Association started sponsoring its Day of Reason in 2003. An Oklahoma congressman says the Day of Prayer is an important reminder to Americans that U.S. founders sought God's blessing. A California congressman supports the National Day of Reason. This is NPR.